Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And we're talking about election stress disorder and these people who are just completely and totally out of touch with reality, totally stressed out by the election, the possibility that we might have another 4 years of Trump, or presumably I can't imagine. I got to be honest. When you say election stress disorder, I immediately assume that these people are Democrats.
I would assume that as well. Yeah.
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say, but that is my assumption. If you are a Republican experiencing election stress disorder, please let me know. Or, you know, if you're a Democrat experiencing it, also let me know, because I'm pretty sure Republicans aren't stressed out about it. I mean, they are probably concerned about it, but to the point of calling their therapist to say they're having an emergency.
But well, can a person with a serious election stress disorder actually pick up a phone without, like, shaking it so much to where they can dial the numbers? And can they keep their voice straight enough to actually talk to us? Like, how bad is this? Like, what?
This would probably be a good place to vent, right? We'll let you say just about anything.
Yeah, but we'll also challenge you on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you
look at all the people we have venting, almost, you know, actually we do have some calls. But
we do. We have Dave from Saipan who is joining us. Dave, wow. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, we got a power outage here, so feel free to talk during lunchtime, during, you know, my work day. Well,
apparently it's not affecting the phone network, so that's good. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone. So
nice.
I mean, that's no big deal. So we get power outages once in a while.
Isn't it true that Saipan's power station is just run off of fuel? Like, there's not like
It's a diesel plant. Actually, we've got two diesel plants, and the crazy thing is, my dad helped build it when he was in the Seabees back in the '60s. It's, it's an old power plant.
Is that how they do it in Hawaii, or do they have some other form of generating power there?
I really don't know.
You don't know? You
I
lived there
no
your whole
idea.
Life.
I click on the light switch and the light comes on there.
Sorry, Dave, go ahead.
But we've got, you know, like two power plants, you know, a big one and a small one. And, we do a lot of work. We do a lot of work there, actually. One of my clients.
I know this isn't why you called, but is the power system there state run? Is it like a state administered company, or is it a monopoly company that the state gives control over the island?
It's a monopoly company that the state gives control to, and then the government doesn't pay its power bills, so they spread that cost onto the consumers. It's beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah, it sounds like it's working very well.
What's the per kilowatt hour cost offhand, you know?
Oh, hold on a second. Let me
I'm just curious if it's worse than New Hampshire, because New Hampshire is one of the worst.
No, it's the worst in the country. It's one of the few negatives about Saipan and the CNMI in general, is that we do have some terrible utility costs. But, you know, I would say it's offset by a lot of things. Like, you know, you can get a two-bedroom house for, like, $500 a month, you know.
And does that include a view? Like, the $500 a month, you get, like, a view?
Yeah, I've got a pretty nice view at my place.
Just by candles.
I look at my front door. I got, like, the palm trees and Mount Topica on the back row. It reminds me of the opening of Apocalypse Now. It's kind of cool.
You can see clear across the island.
But I'm looking at my utility bill here and just trying to see what the kilowatt hour.
I think it's like 15 is. Cents a kilowatt hour is typical in,
yeah,
in New
York.
See, and you say that's high.
Yeah,
I believe you. I'm pleasantly surprised with my electric bill. Like, I'm okay with how much we pay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What is your electric bill? What are you paying the house? The best part is
sometimes the meter readers don't even actually, like, read your meter, and then they quote guess, and it's like, I live in an apartment, and it's like the landlord is the one who pays the water, but my bill had like $1,000 for water for 1 month. And I'm like, I went down there, and I'm like, so what happened? And they go, oh, well, the meter reader didn't see it because the meter was covered by typhoon debris from like a year ago. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm confident in people. You're not much good to me alive, are you?
Can you roll it back like a shady mechanic with an odometer?
I'm sure you could do all sorts of stuff. I mean, there were some people that got caught, like they have these geek pavilions, you know, where they have like electric hooked up for, you know, people who go there and they plug their radio in. And there were like a couple of people who were like plugging into that and running cords across the street, and like they got busted for doing that for like months. There's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on out here.
So what were you calling about? I know it wasn't to talk about power rates.
Well, I called about, you were talking about masks last time, and I guess I ran out of time. And I just wanted to let you know about an experiment that I conducted. I work in an environmental company, and one of the things we do is we measure the atmosphere for confined spaces. And landfill gas monitoring, that kind of thing. So I took our air monitor that we use for that kind of work, and I put a mask on my face, and I took reading. And I just wanted to share my findings of this scientific experiment.
Okay,
now just to preface this, the OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, has specific levels of carbon dioxide and oxygen that are safe for human occupancy.
Okay,
and
like in a home or something?
Yeah, the permissible exposure limit for carbon dioxide is 5,000 parts per million, or 0.5%, and then the safe oxygen level is between 19.5% to 23%.
Okay, so what'd you find out?
So when I put the mask on, my CO2 levels under the mask were at 5.7%, or 57,000 parts per million.
So like 10 times as much?
Yep, and then the oxygen levels were between 16 and 14%.
And so you were measuring inside between your mask and your mouth. Where were you taking the measurement from?
Well, what it was is we got this little tube that goes to the gas meter, and the gas meter pumps the atmosphere through the tube. What I did is I simply put the mask on my face, and then I ran the tube into my mask, under my mask, between my nose and my mouth, and I just breathe normally. And within the 20 seconds, the alarm went off on the device saying this is an unsafe atmosphere.
Unsafe. So, that's interesting. I mean, yeah. I mean, whether it's scientific or not, I don't know, but it's certainly interesting, and it's what you would expect to see, right? Like, that's not going out on a limb to say, well, if you've got a mask over your face, you're probably going to be breathing in more of the things you're not supposed to.
But if it was deadly, you'd see masked people passing out and dying all over the place from carbon dioxide.
It's not happening all over the place, but it may have negative effect over time.
Yeah, well, deadly levels are more like 15% CO2, but here's an interesting fact. So, like, OSHA regulations say that if your employer requires you to wear a respirator of any kind for more than 40 days a year, you have to go and you have to get medically certified, and they have to test your lung volumes and see if you can handle the wearing of a respirator, because it's harder to breathe. Now, I normally use like a full face respirator if I handle hazardous materials and whatnot. But, and I've had the medical testing and stuff like that. But what I'm looking at is, so you go into a restaurant, the boss is requiring you to wear an N95 mask. An N95 mask, according to OSHA, is a respirator. So where's the person's medical certification?
Who knows what kind of effect this is going to have on people in the long term?
Dave, thank you so much for the call. I don't expect it to have much of a long-term effect because, I mean, they say COVID particles are small enough to go through the holes in masks, which is true. I mean, the spit particles aren't the ones that actually contain COVID. But CO2 molecules...
stays on the mask, then.
In theory, as long as people don't touch it. But CO2 molecules are definitely small enough to go through the cloth holes in masks. 855-453.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show where you can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria, Rich, E, and Ian. And Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people and their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance, and could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that is unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policy, such as how much UBI to issue the next day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world, and we think that's important here. So important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and help shape its future. Intercoin.org, I-N-T-E-R, coin.org. Let's go to the phones. We've got Larry calling from Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I did have my protest the other day down at the City County building, and there was a line wrapped around a building to go to early vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was taking some people 4 hours to get in there, and it was mostly older color people.
Must be important.
4 hours. Can you imagine spending that amount of time to go vote?
I wasn't happy spending 4 minutes.
I know.
I said, now this is the new poll tax. You know I'm colored, right?
Yeah.
But I had my sign with me, and it had some bad stuff on it, right? In fact, it was an X-rated protest. And these colored people, and I know most of them.
Hold on. But, Larry, without saying the offensive word, just say the first letter of the word that may trigger the FCC, you know, upset.
Okay.
What was it?
Know,
what did your sign say?
It said something like the following list of people, and it had the public official's name, have committed and continue to commit crimes against humanity, namely murder, extermination, enslavement, other inhumane acts against civilian populations, and ethnic cleansing of black people here in the city of I won't say this town because I know you want me to say that. But
it seems like way too much information to put on a sign.
You have got to shorten that. I mean, you've got like maybe six words for the sign.
No, wait a minute. Hold on, Larry. Were you trying to reach the people in line? Because if so, then they can read the whole thing.
In line, because they didn't have to move, because I was moving around, okay? And I said, I was telling them they looked like it was most people voting for Biden, right? And I was saying, standing in line like a bunch of muzzled dogs. Because that's what they were. All of them had masks on and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then I started accusing these public officials of certain sex acts and stuff like that, you know.
All right. That's and right. Was this the one where you have the megaphone?
Yeah, I had the megaphone. But I had the sign so I could recite what was on the sign, but it was written in a way they had to look real hard to read it. Uh-huh. Then when some of them read it, they got mad, right? Well, the climax was, since I knew all the politicians and everything, they came out, how you doing, Larry? Where you been? Come to the meeting. I said, I don't go on Zoom. And then
right. Yeah. If you don't have a computer, you now have no access to government procedures.
No, but it's online. I'm sure it is somewhere.
But that's not the point. My point is, if you don't have a computer, because it is online now, you have no access to these meetings. You cannot physically go and appear.
That's awful convenient because I was wearing them out over the last 30 years. But what happened is the climax of the whole thing was, is that I was talking about rappers and stuff, and Cardi B, you know what she says and stuff. You know how they rap and stuff.
I don't know really anything about this girl. I've heard her name.
There was this boy in the crowd dressed like a rapper, you know, with the gold teeth and the
there was a rapper dressed like there was a guy dressed like a rapper waiting 4 hours to vote.
Yeah, he had a mask on too, but he had a gold.
Imagine that imitating a celebrity.
And you know those masks are nothing but bacterial masks. Some people have been eating meat, right? And that bacteria spatting on that spray gas. It's something
those things have got to get nasty.
But what happened is I call this one guy a little doozy, right? And then I hit my side. I hit my side now, and he gave up, kicked my side, and then tucked my side and ran with it.
What?
It that's art, you know, but that was art, and the people in line was clapping. The white liberals and stuff, and you know what?
Wow, they thought it was cool that that guy attacked you.
If he didn't come back, that's one less fine, though.
I didn't do anything to him, but they then put Biden signs in their yard so the color people won't get mad at them. And the Black Lives Matter sign, too. So, you know what?
Did you get video or what, Larry? I asked you to get video.
There's one online. I couldn't get my boy to go down there with me. Nobody wants to be bothered with me here in town. So,
that's too bad. You alienated everybody.
I'll find somebody because I can afford
30 years wearing them down. It's going to happen at some point.
But the thing about it is, it's so funny. And people better watch out. When you see these people wearing their masks and stuff, they are under a lot of pressure, buddy. They're under pressure, and then we got two gubernatorial candidates that's talking about if the numbers go up, we'll shut the state down again.
See?
Is it even open now?
Where are you going with this?
Is Indiana even open at all right now? Like, how open?
If we came from in March from zero to level five now, and in some places where there's a large population.
What does that mean? What does level five mean?
It's level five.
It means the terror threat is yellow today.
But what does it mean?
It's the worst color it could be.
But what does it mean? What is level five?
Everything's open.
Five out of what?
Everything's open now, but they still got the mask mandate. So the one governor saying if he get in, he's some fat maggot-eared demon. That's what I was calling him.
Fat maggot-head demon.
I'm loving this.
Maggot-eared demon, yeah. And, you know, it's on the Internet somewhere.
Fat negative demon for president 2024.
It's pretty funny. And, you know, it's a captive audience, right?
We'll have Megatron as his running mate.
And go down there if I can find somebody to take me and put it on my YouTube channel.
All right, Larry, you do that.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Larry, if you give us a call when it happens, let us know. Oh, man, he was great.
Hilarious.
Fat maggot head demon and little doozy. Yeah. I love it.
Little doozy tore up his sign, attacked him.
Sounds like a lot of people are experiencing there in Indianapolis election stress disorder.
Yeah. Imagine like being so in favor of your candidate or whatever that you actually are clapping and cheering on a man attacking another man who has a sign you don't like. I mean, that's pretty sick.
Well, we talked about this, I think it was a little bit on Sunday night show, but the advocacy for violence in obtaining your political goals has gone up on both sides, right? Like in a poll, both Republicans and Democrats are now more okay using violence to attain their political end.
I mean, so they've always been okay with it.
But the support for it has gone up.
Okay.
I believe it. I mean, the McAfee Weiss campaign back in 2016 made a number of videos calling it a hate cell. And those are some of the best campaign videos I've ever seen. They're spot on. The messaging is exactly right. Americans are being sold hatred, and they're buying. So it's no surprise that with all of the hatred flying around, the desire for violence in these people to make others obey is also increasing. Mm. That's not the way we should live, though. We shouldn't live in hatred and fear. We should live in love and peace. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
Back to work at the Oval Office Wednesday. The president from Twitter.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president. and I'm standing in front of the Oval Office at the White House, which is always an exciting place to be. I got back a day ago from Walter Reed Medical Center. I spent 4 days there and didn't have to. I could have stayed at the White House, but the doctor said, because you're president, let's do it. I said, fine. You tell me what to do, and I'm going to listen. These are great professionals. They've done a fantastic job. And by the way, not only at Walter Reed, all over the country, we have the greatest doctors in the world. We have the greatest nurses.
And a vice presidential debate underway at 9 Eastern from Utah. Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris will face off with moderator USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another restaurant chain is filing for bankruptcy protection. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy protection in Delaware as it seeks to stabilize its finances during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chapter 11 filing comes after the company reached an agreement with secured lenders to support a restructuring plan. The filing won't affect Ruby Tuesday's restaurants, as the chain will operate as usual while the firm attempts to recover from the unprecedented impact of COVID-19.
And another basketball great has had the honor, Michael Jordan. And now LeBron James will have the honor of the front of the Wheaties box. General Mills announcing the Lakers superstar will take over Serena Williams' serial duties. They say they chose LeBron to celebrate his efforts both on and off the court. As far as off the court, they say most notably for his work with the I Promise program. This is USA Radio News. For more, visit usaradio.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Richie Rich. And we're talking about election stress disorder, which no one has called in to say, but I'm pretty sure we're going to find that this is largely a Democrat disorder. Because they're the ones, I mean, Trump derangement syndrome. Well, I mean, one of these sides is more deranged than the other. And
Trump derangement syndrome definitely is like the predecessor to this, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the Republicans are deranged too, just in different ways.
Yes.
In this particular way, I don't think this doesn't have Republican written on it, right? Now, Obama is the Antichrist. That was the Republican version of election stress disorder or Obama derangement syndrome.
Well, but if Biden wins, you get full socialism across the board. So there's got to worry about that, too.
Is anyone saying that?
The Republicans and the conservatives.
Interesting.
Want more of that?
I don't want more of any of this. But I don't think that Trump is going to help, and I don't think that Biden is going to help. I'm not 100% sure that Joe Jorgensen would help. One never knows.
She's not much to write home about. I mean, she's not terrible.
No, she's a good speaker, but
it's okay. She's really not even that good.
Balking at the secession question.
But as a party of principle, Are you questioning her principles of libertarianism?
I honestly don't know enough. I mean, I haven't spent enough time really listening to her because I have no reason to.
Okay.
I know she's better than the other two. She's the clear choice right. in this election, so there's no reason for me to spend much time listening to what she has to say. But I was at her event in Keene, where she spoke several days ago now, sometime last
week. I think it was Friday.
Yeah, and, I wasn't impressed with what she had to say or how she answered the various questions that came up. It didn't appear to me that she was, you know, the most principled candidate, but that's not to be expected these days with the Libertarian Party openly attacking John McAfee on Twitter for getting arrested for not paying taxes. Not to say that she necessarily agrees with whoever the hell's behind the Libertarian Party account or anything like that, but she didn't, you know, it wasn't an impressive, like, wow, this lady's a great libertarian speaker or anything like that.
Okay.
But, you know.
Or just a great libertarian. Right? Like
She's closer to Harry Brown than she is Gary Johnson, so, I mean, I'll give her that. I didn't have a whole lot when we had her on the air that I could disagree with her on, except I totally botched the secession question.
Okay.
That's where she lost her libertarian credentials with me.
Was the secession question?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was like, I'm fine with California seceding, but if New Hampshire wanted to secede, I'd have to really sit down and think about that.
Why? What's the difference?
Exactly, right? It's like, what about our right to govern ourselves?
No, I don't think she said she was fine with California.
No, she said it's California would be one thing, but New Hampshire I would have to sit down and think about.
Okay, I don't recall that.
That's what she said on the show, but I think
California's
she said something
too far from Washington, D.C.
She seemed to be confused about how to even answer that question at all. Like, we put her to a more specific question, I think, of like, what would you do if this happened? And she didn't really have an answer. She didn't say, I would support you or I would roll in tanks. She didn't really have any kind of meaningful answer. It was a very political kind of dodge, was my impression with her.
Well, you know the position now. If you do it and they roll in tanks, you know, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
The Libertarian laughs as New Hampshire burns. Libertarian Party.
So, election stress disorder.
I don't know if there's much else to say about it. I mean,
oh.
We kind of covered the story. I mean, people are freaking out. There's a name for it. Some psychologist or psychiatrist or whatever is probably getting a bunch of phone calls right now, and people are trying to book his time to talk to him about their feelings about this.
Now, I'm an advocate of the general position that everything is going to be okay. I think everything in the long run is going to be just fine. Evidently, though, other people disagree. And Rich,
eventually the sun is going to burn out, but everything will be okay.
Well, sure, but I mean, by then, humans hopefully will have expanded out into space, and if they haven't, maybe. Then fine. Humans weren't meant to survive in the long run anyway.
In our lifetime, everything will be okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care about much beyond my lifetime, because I'll be dead, so it doesn't matter to me.
How selfish of you.
Yeah,
leave the Earth better than you found it.
Well, I don't want to. I want future generations to leave the Earth entirely, right?
Okay.
And it seems like destroying it is the best way to achieve that. Like, oh, God, this place is a hellhole. Let's go somewhere else. That is not my actual position, by the way.
Well, it could be. I didn't read the article, but there was a headline recently that scientists discovered like 20-some-odd new planets that are more habitable for humans than Earth.
Really?
Or something like that.
I'm not surprised.
I don't know how far away they are, but...
Probably pretty far. We're discovering new exoplanets every single day, hundreds every single year. So what do you have about these 20 things that people have to believe in order to genuinely think that things will one day be okay?
I have a list.
Everyone loves lists.
Right, that's why I pulled it. Despite everything that we have already been through in 2020, the dominant narrative in our society right now is that everything is going to be just fine once we get past our temporary problems. So many people I hear from can't understand why I'm so negative about the future, because they are completely convinced that really great days are just around the corner.
This is written by Tyler Durden, by the way.
From Zero Hedge. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, all of their articles aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this does not sound like something Tyler Durden would endorse, neither from the film or the movies.
And people may not know who we're talking about. It's a fictional character from
Fight Club.
Yeah.
He was also a nihilist, a hardcore nihilist. Mm-hmm. And a destructive one at that.
As odd as that may sound, we are seeing this sort of wild optimism among both Democrats and Republicans, Christians and atheists, capitalists and communists. Of course, about half the country will have their optimistic hopes for the future brutally crushed by the result of the upcoming election, but we aren't there yet. For now, both sides are absolutely convinced that they are going to win, and both sides are envisioning a world, a wonderful new era for our nation in which their values reign triumphant.
I would agree that that's silly, thinking that, Democrats will win and it'll be just fine.
Everything's going to change.
Yeah, or Republicans will win and everything will
change.
If you're a Republican and the Republicans win, great. Right? If you're a Democrat and the Republicans win, the hell on earth.
Well, I mean, that's what they believe is going to happen, but I think what Ari is getting at here is clearly things haven't changed in any significant manner. I mean, when Obama came in with it running on the banner of hope and change, he simply continued the Bush policies.
Yes, literally nothing changed. Gitmo remains open to this day.
That's right.
The United States is still deploying military forces in Iraq and
Afghanistan. Snowden is still hiding in Russia.
Yes.
The truth is that many of our largest problems have been steadily growing for decades, and they aren't going to magically just disappear just because a particular candidate wins an election.
Yep.
Our debt levels are absolutely exploding. Our economy has plunged into a depression. There is widespread civil unrest in our streets. Our nation is more divided than it has ever been in my entire lifetime.
Excellent.
And our society is literally coming apart at the seams at just about every form of evil you can possibly imagine growing rapidly all around us.
Well, I don't like seeing evil growing, but I think it's important for people to have themselves a nice schism. Let's have the people who want to have a socialist society move out to California, the West Coast. Let's have the southern states be the red states.
I thought you were against divisiveness.
No, I'm in favor of people going their own way and being around people that are of like mind.
Voluntary association,
yeah.
Man.
Mutual.
Well, see, I would characterize that as more agreeing to disagreeing than like schisming.
Well, no, it's agreeing to disagree and walking away from those people.
Sure.
We cannot get along. Yeah. We cannot get along with people who don't believe in property, for instance, right?
Right.
So, like, I'm fine with a communist being a communist, but over on their property.
Sure.
Which is also your property.
But some communists don't believe in property. So we can't have those people around us because they will take and steal and, you know, murder or whatever it is they're going to do to violate other people's property rights. So there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, we can't get along, so you guys could go over there, and then we'll be over here, and you do your thing, and we'll do our thing.
But when they talk about the divisiveness, our nation is more divided than it has ever been, that's not what they mean. Maybe more Republicans and Democrats divorcing each other, not speaking to family members, ending friendships. That's what they mean.
I know what they mean. And that's the beginning of, hopefully, and something that could end in those people dividing away, seceding. The California secession movement, Calexit's trying to get on the ballot out there in California.
The libertarian migration.
The libertarians moving to New Hampshire. I think we need to encourage more of it.
I don't know if I want to encourage divisiveness, but I would encourage community, which is a different way of saying that. I would encourage these libertarians to form their own community. 855-453-FREE.
Come to New Hampshire.
As in Free Talk Live. As in Free State Project.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-453, as in freedom. And we're advocates of freedom here on Free Talk Live. So, of course, we advocate cryptocurrency. If you don't know what that is, if you want to learn more about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin in particular, then head on over to Bitcoin.com. They can teach you all about it. They also have a news site for those who are already aware of Bitcoin and how to use it. You can find it at news.bitcoin.com. But most importantly is the trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, which is a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. You can find it in order to buy, sell Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, we're talking here about an article, 20 things that you need to believe in order to convince yourself that everything is going to be okay.
Yeah.
Now, I believe in the long run, everything is going to be okay, but it might be, there might be some really bad stuff between now and then. So does that make me an optimist or a pessimist?
I tend to have a similar viewpoint, not just that everything will be okay, but that everything is okay, because I want to be at ease at all times. And so even in a, you know, obviously there can be stressful situations,
sure,
even within that, that you can't avoid. But keeping your mind in that particular place, I would say, is a positive.
I think a lot of that is mindset as well.
It totally is.
Like, no matter what is going on around you, everything can be okay if you're focused on solutions, not on the problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So let's just get into these. Number one. Things, again, 20 things you must believe in order to convince yourself that everything is going to turn out okay. So you must believe that being $27 trillion in debt is not a problem.
Oh, I mean, it's a problem for the existence of the state. I mean, they're never going to pay that off, but that has no effect on me. I'm not in debt, $27 trillion.
Maybe so, but how did they get out of it? And if you're still using their currency,
doesn't matter.
Well, we should stop using their currency, and we go to Bitcoin.com to learn how to stop doing that.
Yeah, and that's a way you can make yourself more okay for sure.
And that would be a solution, right, that makes things okay. They're, $27 trillion.
So we're solution oriented. They're $27 trillion in debt. We're like, yep.
Well, yeah, this particular website, Zero Hedge, I don't spend a whole lot of time reading them, but it's usually like doom and gloom kind of stuff.
From a financial perspective, usually. Like it's heavily on the financial.
Well, being $27 trillion in debt is definitely a problem for the person who is in that debt.
Yes, except there is no person in that debt. It's just the government.
Right, and I asked, like, what does that number mean anything to anyone, even at that point anymore?
No. Just add a few more zeros.
Can you even conceptualize that number to the point where either it gets paid off or paid down in any reasonable
manner? It can't happen. The system is not designed for that.
So who cares about the number?
Right. Well, I mean, people pretend to care about it, but ultimately it doesn't appear that anyone does care about it. They keep running the numbers up, and this year, as we discussed last night, Bitcoin.com had an article about the amount of trillions of like cash printing this year has been 20-plus percent of the entirety of the entire supply of U.S. dollars over the entire history of the dollar in just the last 9 months.
But we also you also talked about Venezuela and how that hyperinflation is.
Yeah.
So if you're in the U.S. and you're in the U.S. economy and they're inflating the currency to that extent, well, how soon is it before your wages don't keep up and everything is more expensive?
They already don't keep up. It's just not as bad here as it is in Venezuela.
Yeah. We can go into it as much debt as we want, as future generations of Americans won't mind at all that we're dumping our bills on them.
So well, that seems to be an accurate assessment. I mean, millennials are not angry that they had a bunch of debt tossed on them. Gen X wasn't particularly angry about it. The Zoomers don't seem to be particularly angry about it. Everyone is focused on other things.
Well, it's also just going to get kicked down the road because, if you can't conceptualize that $27 trillion.
Gen X just kicked it down to us, and we're just kicking it straight on down to the Zoomers.
The best I've heard is the idea of, the best political solution to this is the printing of the trillion-dollar coin or whatever.
Who gets that?
That's the thing. And supposedly, it would go to pay off the debts.
Right.
Who holds the debts? I would guess it's the Federal Reserve and China and a bunch of other places like that.
So you just write down, why even mint the coin? Just take a piece of paper and write $27 trillion on it and give it to the
whole thing. It's just,
it's Dumb and Dumber. It's just a briefcase full of IOUs.
The reason they would have to mint the coin in their system is because the mint is separate from the Treasury / mint, I believe,
is separate from the Federal Reserve.
So they can mint their own coin, and then they don't have to ask permission or whatever. So then they would hand that new coin to the Federal Reserve and say, or whoever.
So they could just write $27 trillion on a penny.
They could do.
They could stamp
like
it and mint it.
They could make a $27 trillion coin.
And again, if they do that, right, it's
what
the same
hell
as
is
not
the
doing
point.
It.
Well, that's the thing. What's the point of all of this? Because you know that if they were to do that, then all the debt holders get their debts paid off, and then of course there's a huge rush of money into the system. But they're already putting huge rushes of money into the system. So
would there be a huge rush? Because $27 trillion
is.
Well, but you give them the $27 trillion coin, and it clears the debt. But that doesn't mean they have to introduce that back into circulation.
It frees up a lot of money for people, though.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get to number two because it talks about the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
The fact that the Federal Reserve creates trillions of dollars out of thin air whenever a major crisis erupts doesn't really matter. We can debase the reserve currency of the world as much as we want, and the rest of the globe will continue to use it, and the inflation rate in this country will never get out of control.
I don't believe that. I mean, I'm not an economist or whatever, but it's certainly true that having the dollar as worldwide as it is has prevented to some extent the crazy hyperinflation that we're seeing in places like Venezuela, where only that currency is accepted there. Of course, now the dollar is accepted there too unofficially. But if they printed out $27 trillion, that would have some effect.
It would definitely have some effect, but in the long run, negligible?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Well, that's the thing. That's why I'm saying go all the way. Go all in. Print the $27 trillion coin and pay off the debts. Of course, the thing is they'll be in debt 10 minutes later. So they'll just create a new debt.
And then you just chop off zeros off of that eventually.
Well, that's the thing. They haven't had to get to that point in the U.S., well, but you, that's something they could
if you
use. Dump, that
if you pay off the debt, if you pay off $27 trillion with a coin and then reintroduce $27 trillion into the economy, I think you're going to be cutting off zeros a lot sooner than
maybe.
You think. Number three, Antifa is just an idea, and all of the rioting, looting, and violence will somehow magically come to an end after the upcoming election.
No, I suspect that it will continue. But for how long? I don't know.
Antifa is an idea, but it isn't just an idea. There's also organizations that operate under the Antifa right. banner that do riot.
Same thing's true of libertarianism, except for the rioting. Libertarianism yeah. is an idea, but there's organizations that have purportedly that idea at their core.
And now they're saying the Libertarian that Party. John McAfee should go to prison because he committed tax evasion.
That's what the Libertarian Party said on Twitter today, apparently.
Maybe Sick. They'll walk that back. They got some time.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
They need
to fire whoever tweeted that.
Mm.
Number four, when I see people smashing windows, setting buildings on fire, and shooting at police officers, I just remember to remind myself that those are really just peaceful protesters.
That's a pretty That's loaded statement.
Well, again, the things you must believe in order to convince yeah. yourself that everything is going to turn out okay. So you have to believe that if you think things are going to get
well,
better.
Well, that's his opinion. But right. no, you don't have to do You can just believe that everything's going to be okay or that everything is okay. And some people are going to say, well, you're just deluding yourself. Well, okay. That's fine. I get to have this experience, not you.
Number five, it is perfectly okay that a former intern for Joe Biden will moderate the next presidential debate. He has promised that he will be perfectly neutral, and I believe him.
See, my level of caring about that is zero.
Yeah. You would have to care about that in order to need to be convinced of that in order to believe everything yeah. will be okay.
Oh, my God, who's going to moderate the presidential debate? As though that matters.
But even if
well,
it did
the first
matter,
one, Trump said it was a two-on-one, right? He was already mm-hmm. saying the moderator was in collusion with the Democrat Party.
I mean, even if this was something I cared about, I'm not going to let the fact that he's a former intern mean that he can't be neutral and impartial.
You give him the benefit of the doubt?
Sure.
Right.
I mean, I don't care enough not to.
Okay. Number six, Kamala Harris will never become president if Joe Biden wins the election because Joe Biden is so strong and vigorous that he could easily make it through two
this
terms.
This is dumb.
He doesn't have to make it through two terms, so.
What would it matter whether Kamala Harris or Joe Biden gets elected? I mean, they're both terrible.
Sure.
So he's acting like it really matters one way or the other.
Well, again, the premise of the article is that yeah. you have to believe these things in order to...
I know what the premise is.
Okay.
What would be the problem with Kamala Harris becoming the president?
I think he's suggesting that she's so much worse than Joe Biden.
That is definitely a suggestion that is out there.
She is
a cop.
I mean, that's true.
But he's a child molester.
All
so
bad. You can have both together, too.
Clearly.
Maybe Kamala Harris just hasn't gotten caught yet.
Very likely. So what else we got?
Number seven, the Democrats would never pack the Supreme Court because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are way too decent to ever allow that to happen.
Now, did they attack the Republicans at any point during this?
I'll read ahead.
Okay.
We'll find out. We're going to get more into these 20 things that evidently, quote, Tyler Durden believes that someone has to believe in order to think everything is going to be okay. It's very confusing. This is Free Talk Live.
Well, he was a runaway, the rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular.
DINOVITE.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.